Thank you for joining us today at A View Beyond the Ordinary. I'm your host, Jolene Lenz. I interview some courageous souls who share their extraordinary story with the goal of helping us pursue our bliss. Let's get started and tune in. Thank you all for joining today. And I have a guest, actually a familiar guest, for those of you who do not know her. This is Leanne Cooper Elliott. And Leanne joined me, gosh, it's been 2 years ago now, Leanne, where we talked about why you started your own podcast back. I believe You're Up First is a title that you have for your podcast. It's a title of the podcast I did for you. So first, I want to welcome you.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be back. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you back. And I would love for you to share with those of, you know, the audience that don't know you a bit about yourself. If you could give a little overview, that would be great.
Sure. Yeah, about 3 years ago now, it'd be 3 years in July, I walked away from my 23 plus year career as a wedding planner. I was, I just turned 50 and I decided it was no longer a fit for me. And I went, did a wholesale jump into figuring out what I wanted to do next. I launched a podcast shortly after when I was on sabbatical. And then I've just been in an ever evolving experience of discovering what I'm here to do ever since then. And so 3 years, it's hard to believe. So now I have a podcast. I'm a blogger, but probably the biggest development is that I became a Reiki practitioner. So I'm an energy healer and I have an energy practice. So I am the kind of person that follows my bliss, that follows my intuition. And that is exactly what I've been doing. And it's been a wild and beautiful ride.
And haven't you recently also started a newspaper or newsletter, or what? Can you share a little bit about that?
Yes. So my podcast has typically taken summers off. I have two seasons. So I took two summers off to be with my kids. And last summer, I kept getting this tap on the shoulder to start a magazine. And I was like, a magazine? I don't know anything about magazines. But similar to the podcast, I didn't know anything about podcasting, and I figured that out. So from concept to the first publication was just over 2 weeks. I just figured it out and realized I had so much to say about reinvention, real wellness, soul wellness, spirituality, like what are we here to do, purpose, alignment, community. And so I was just pouring all of this wisdom into the magazine. I ended up doing 6 issues, so 6 months of magazine. And that is also now currently under evaluation around how that can be a sustainable project. So it's been a very exciting couple of months.
You stay busy, Leanne, and congrats on all the changes and everything you've accomplished. You're amazing, and you're such an inspiration for those of us, too, that feel like, oh, my gosh, what do we do next? You just dive right into it. So on that note, in terms of reinvention, and I love one of your titles, by the way, if you go check out her website. She has beautiful articles and a beautiful website, Leanne. And you have one here. It looks like The Tender Pursuit of Reinvention is what you titled it. And I would love to hear more about how have you achieved and been able to reinvent yourself? And for those individuals out there who don't know where to get started, maybe, you know, you can offer some tips to them as well.
Yeah, thank you. That's such a beautiful question. I do think that reinvention is a tender pursuit. It is. I mean, on the outside, if somebody was watching my journey, they'd be like, oh, she just does it. And while I do just do it, that came from a really big and quiet journey of letting go of perfectionism, letting go of expectations. I'm a total recovering workaholic, perfectionist, entrepreneur, driven, never felt like I could rest until I was completely burned out and had nothing left to give. And so I really had to evaluate in this next chapter of my life, what were my values? What was important to me? How do I want to live my life? Do I want to go, go, go and never be able to actually enjoy what I've accomplished? Or do I want to slow down and actually enjoy what I've accomplished? And so for the first couple of months, almost a year, that was enjoying what I'd already accomplished.
Right.
That wasn't just key. And the podcast did come from that. It was born from that. But the unraveling of the things that have gotten us to the place we don't want to be can be very painful. And so it is something we need to be very gentle with ourselves around. And yeah, that's where that title came from, is I was feeling this compassion for myself in that unraveling.
And you know, so many of us, what you just said, we try to strive so hard and we may stay in jobs that we just don't have the heart for anymore. And we're doing it because we don't know what else, what next step to take. So what I heard you just say is you get started, you're gentle with yourself, and it's about letting go of the expectation. So I read a book too, I don't know if you're familiar with it, that's helped me, and it's called Four Agreements. And the one agreement is just, it's about, right, not taking it personal. And part of the creative path, and I don't know if you agree with this, Leanne, is just you do the work. You show up every day, you do what you do, and especially for you, you're an incredibly gifted writer. Your writing's amazing.
Thank you.
And but you, I'm sure not all of it is beautiful, meaning you just sit down, you craft it, and then you recraft it, and you're crafting it again, and you're consistent. And it sounds like what you're also learning to do, which I have also learned the hard way, is balance, is finding joy
Yes.
and not overdoing it.
Oh man, I am the queen of overdoing it. I really want to do it well. I really love quality to my creativity, and I want it to mean something. So there for me is the balance. There is a balance between it having quality, but also it having a lot of heart. And so I think one of the underlying principles for me that I've learned is that when I try and do something for the sake of doing it, it almost always leads to frustration and burnout. When I do something that's in alignment and feels like it is really in my soul's path, it comes with a really marked sense of ease. There is like a falling into place. It doesn't mean that there isn't hard work, but what kind of hard work are we doing, right? And why are we doing that hard work? So when I got really clear on what kind of hard work I wanted to do, because podcasting and blogging and all of the things that go into producing content is hard work, but there is so much purpose for me in it. There is so much beauty for me in it, and alignment. And so it feels almost effortless because I'm passionate about it. And I think that would be my one of the underlying takeaways for me in reinvention, if I'm talking to somebody about reinvention, is that we have to have this sense of quiet introspection around what matters to us first. Because if we're doing to do, the frustration won't be worth it, and the long game will inevitably lead to burnout because we're doing for the sake of doing. And so alignment is massive here. I mean, it is really everything. The question is, how do we get into alignment? The question is, how do we find that
Yep.
alignment? And that is the bigger conversation.
Absolutely. Isn't that? And from what I heard you say too, you pay attention to things that bring you more ease. I mean, it's hard work, but it doesn't feel so effortful, or, you know, where you are enjoying it. And you mentioned listening to your intuition, and that helps get in alignment. How do you listen to your intuition?
I literally listen. I actually consult myself as though I am my own therapist, counselor, guide, because I am. We all are our own. And it's not that I didn't get help. Initially, when I was learning to trust myself, I did get a lot of help from the outside. I'd go to women's circles. I was constantly listening to, like, how do I meditate? And what I was tapping. I was going for long walks in the forest. And I was really tuning my ear to my own inner voice. And so, intuition is a gift we all have. And so is logical thinking. It's a gift we all have. But we often reference and respect and give deference to our logical mind, our linear way of thinking first. And especially for women, that isn't actually how we're wired. We're actually wired to go internal and to have a space of being allowed to travel, if you will, into our internal being and listen there. And amazing things happen. That's where the magic is in the quiet. But we don't lead quiet lives and we're not in a quiet society. And so carving out that time can be challenging, but I think it is a key to finding that intuition. And it's already there. We're not learning anything new here. We're only remembering what we already know how to do.
Oh, so true, and great advice. And I don't know about you too, but I have noticed that, and I do believe in a divine force that helps us when we actually take the time to listen, that we're actually even guided and given little signs here or there. Do you believe that too? Have you seen signposts or synchronizations that you're like, whoa, you can't explain it?
Yes. So the more I let go, so what I mean by letting go is it's not that I'm not doing, it's that once I do, I let go of the outcome or the expectation for the outcome. So I will send the email and then I am out of it. It's not my job to figure out what's happening on the other side. It's not my job to control it. It's not my job to force it. It is my job to allow it to get into alignment with me. Or not. This is a difficult practice because if you're like me, that is a doer and I just get things done, allowing is a big exercise in my own growth as a human being. But what happens in the allowing is like all of a sudden you go, oh, things drop away, things come up, the phone rings. You know, it's not even about anything I did. It's like somebody saw my name somewhere, and suddenly I'm on the phone with the person that I would have loved to talk to, but never would have known how to find. And so I do believe in a bigger force than us. I absolutely believe in our own energy field vibrating in a way that attracts exactly what our vibration is calling in. So if you're calling in a repeat of something you don't want, we've got to change the vibration. Life isn't happening to you. It is happening because of you.
Right.
And so, right?
And it
And
happens,
so,
it's for us to help us wake up, I believe, as well,
yeah.
if we're not paying attention
Yeah.
to it.
Yeah. I no longer believe in right or wrong, and I no longer believe in bad things happening to me. Things that are happening to me that are difficult or challenging are there to build me up and to create a mirror for me to decide what needs to stay and what needs to go. And I'm constantly in choice. I'm constantly in conversation with myself and my higher self. My human self and my spiritual self are constantly talking. And a perfect example of that is the magazine. I was on fire with that magazine. I didn't want to do anything else. And then I was invited to take it big, to actually go somewhere else with it. And somebody saw the value in it. Somebody saw it, was very excited by it, and offered me an invitation to come in to a bigger version of that. I was all in. But that person started to waver. And I was like, oh, interesting. So I could be really hurt by that. I could feel rejected. I could feel abandoned, which would have been me 3, 5 years ago for sure. I would have been like, did you know what she did? But instead, her hesitation gave me pause. And I said, well, do you want to do this without her? Do you want to take it big? And I was like, I don't think I do. I think I just want to stay at the core of the writing that I do and allow it to become whatever it's meant to be. So I pivoted. I'm still writing the same things, but I'm going back to a blog format, which feels really manageable and sustainable for me. And that is the measuring stick for everything right now. Is it sustainable? Is it manageable? Does it give you stress, Leanne? Yes, I'm so stressed out right now at this deadline. Well, then maybe we don't give ourselves deadlines anymore. You know? And this sounds unrealistic to somebody starting out. It's like, how do we not do deadlines? How do we not, what does this even mean? But that's part of the journey. That's part of the experimentation of what we do with our life. When we say, what if I let this go? And allowed it to stay or come back if it's meant for me, or to just go away altogether and be reborn into something else.
That sounds like freedom, and it
It
sounds like
is.
joy. And the last individual I interviewed, Wendy Borman, we talked specifically about designing a creative life. And she mentioned a number of things that you and I are referencing here today, which is about you designing a life for you. And I believe we each have our own gifts and essence that we come into this world with, and you're honoring yours. And because you're doing that, I applaud you. I mean, not all of us follow our own gifts and our wisdom. And you mentioned something so important, and it's taking the space to listen to your own voice and not let the voices of others maybe overrun yours, and trusting, the key is trusting our own voice, and it takes time. And I agree, I don't always trust mine. I have to test it. I think the other thing is we're not going to get it wrong, meaning we get out there, you give it a go. If it doesn't work, what's the worst thing that happens? We try again. I'm sure you've had a few of those where you did something, you started it, and if you can, I don't know if you have, but where you go, this isn't a failure, it's just an opportunity. And I think what you just said, you don't look at right or wrong.
Yeah, this is really, this is, all of this is so important. There is this sense that there's like a curiosity around that. I think that there's a curiosity for my own life. And I do believe we all come in with a purpose. It doesn't look like anybody else's. So a lot of people blog and podcast, but nobody blogs and podcasts like me. Nobody has my voice. Nobody has my story. And a lot of us have gone through our lives looking for external validation for our gifts and external validation for are we in the right place doing the right thing, which is why we stay in jobs that we don't like, or we do things that aren't comfortable for us, because we are more inclined to somebody else's validation and approval and a paycheck and all of these things, than to listen to our own calling for what our special gift is to exercise here. Whether or not it becomes your career, it doesn't have to be a career thing, but what is the thing? What is the thing you're here to do? And step into that. And who knows, it may end up being the thing that is the career, which is what happened to me. I was like, I'm just gonna have fun for a year. I'm gonna podcast. And I'm going to write to my heart's content, and I'm just going to allow myself to do what I love. Well, I come out of that year and I'm like, wait a minute, could I do this? Could I just stay right here having fun with my life and have it be my career? And so then I started getting curious about that option. And so you just really don't know. We like to know before we jump. And I think the magic is in the jumping before you know.
Oh my
Because the
gosh.
surprises come from all these places. And then you become your own validator because your joy, your excitement, your enthusiasm for your own life becomes your compass. And then external validation just becomes a nice sort of cherry on top, but it doesn't become the thing you're after. And that, I think, is the sweet spot for finding your purpose and listening to your intuition, is you are going to yourself first. And then everything else becomes this sort of icing on the cake, right?
Absolutely. And the other thing I would love to get your thoughts on are success. When we measure success, so many of us measure success by, oh my gosh, Leanne, I can't take that jump right now because I don't have $100,000 in the bank just to afford that. Or they need the security blanket of it could be maybe the title or whatnot. I think we also have to redefine success. And at least I've had to make these pivots in my life that it isn't about, oh my gosh, I'm building up my 401k. That's not important to me anymore. I don't see that as success. I see, for me, success is those individuals that are following what you just said, your bliss. How do you measure your success, and how have you let go of the idea of a steady paycheck?
Yeah, the most painful time of this whole journey was the 3 months after I left my job because I was dissolving essentially an entire career. And the title, the connections, the networking, I was walking away. I wasn't burning a bridge, but I knew I was never going to go back to event planning. but here's the beautiful thing about experience. When you do pivot and reinvent, it's not that all of that experience is for naught. It becomes like this incredible well of skills and gifts that surprise, end up being exactly what you need for the next thing or for the purpose aligned project. And so I would encourage anybody who's pivoting careers to know that nothing was in vain. Absolutely nothing was in vain. I am using everything, every skill I learned from running my own company and being a wedding planner right now, podcasting, scheduling, all the things, billing, all of the things. Letting go of the paycheck is an interesting conversation. I didn't have enough in the bank for a whole year of sabbatical. It actually ended up that I pivoted and figured out kind of a side hustle or two to stretch that time. Again, didn't know where that was going to come from, but I just made the step and I knew I'd figure it out. I would say if anybody is going to transition job from job to job, before you quit and decide what the next thing is, really sit with what you want your life to look like, what your values are for you and your family, how much vacation time you want, how much autonomy you want. Forget the title. Really sit with what you want your life to look like, not your job. And then find the alignment with the job from there. Because if you pivot before you consider those things, you'll end up in the same situation with different people, you know? And in 3 years from now, you'll be like, how am I still here? It's like, because you have to take the time to evaluate. And so that really is my best advice. That's the intuitive part. You have to take the time to really sit with and consider your values. So I'd say paychecks are important. We have to pay the mortgage and the rent and all, you know, the car payments and all of the things. I put a little mute button on that piece of it for a bit for me. I just said, it cannot be the deciding factor for me anymore, because all of that success got me where? Burned out, bitter, always, always on this like hunched up, anxiety ridden, unable to ever rest person. So what was the success giving me anyway?
Right.
And so this was me, heartache. So this was me saying, forget the title, forget the money. Let's just get into alignment with the values and the priorities of what a well-lived life looks like. And that was where I started.
And I find too that usually money comes where we are happy, and it may not come immediately, but just as you said, you figured out a path forward came to you, and look at where you're at today. So I appreciate you sharing that. And you mentioned in a call that we had earlier, I loved what you had to say about the zero hustle. Can you share a little bit about zero, what that means to you, zero hustle, and how you utilize it?
Yeah, it kind of references back to what I was talking about of the release. You do, and then you let go. And so this was a really interesting, so the way I learned this was actually kind of funny and very, it was a very spiritual experience for me. When I would panic, when I was on my sabbatical and panicking, because I was like, I'm not really moving. I couldn't see how I was moving towards anything that was going to make me money, right? So I was like, well, I've got to start paying attention to where the money piece is going to come into this. So I would do this hustle thing where I would find a bunch of people on LinkedIn and I'd DM them or email them. Well, the phone would die. The email wouldn't send. The DM wasn't responded to over and over and over and over. And I was like, uh-oh, what am I doing here? What's going on? Then I started having a crisis of what am I worth? Have I ruined my life? Have I ruined my reputation, right? And then when I go inside and think about what is actually happening, it was like, oh, I'm being protected from the wrong path, because I know when I get into something and I commit to it, I'm all in, like I'm 100% in. So I was being protected from doing that with the wrong thing.
Absolutely.
And I was like, oh, okay. So then when things weren't happening, the email dropped or never went or something wasn't responded to, I was in gratitude for it instead of panic. I was like, great. So what is it? So then I started a conversation with my higher self. Well, or my guides. I was like, well, if it isn't this, can you show me what it is? And there it would be. Sometimes it would be there in an hour. Sometimes it'd be there in 72 hours. Sometimes it was a month later. But always, always, when I paused and stopped hustling and stopped pushing for the thing I thought logically I needed to do next, and I got back to my heart space, I got back to my intuition, and boom, the thing would show up and I'd be like, oh, there it is.
You know, you just said something I think is so important, Leanne, and we have to ask for help. You mentioned you asked your guides for help, and well, I should say we have to ask for help, but when we do, again, this support on the other side, whether again you call it the universe, God, I believe we're here to create. So we have to ask for help, and then I've seen the support come. And it sounds like you certainly experienced that. So let's all take a pause and we'll ask, what is it we need to do next? And then see what shows up.
Well, I will say just a bow on that is that when we are hustling, we are vibrating out of alignment with ourselves. We're actually doing for the sake of doing because it makes our ego feel good. When we are in alignment with our intuition, our heart space, and our actual real alignment, that feeling goes away. And so there is a magic vibration that happens in that space. It automatically happens. We don't have to figure out how to vibrate differently. We already do. And so it's all in the pause. All of it's in the pause of getting back into alignment with ourselves, out of our head, into our heart.
And you know, I am guessing that your intuition, especially since you became a Reiki master and you have been following this path now for a few years, has deepened. And your relationship with yourself and your own internal wisdom, you have gleaned about who you are, has just strengthened.
Well, being in the energy realm makes me realize how close it is to our experience as humans. The veil is very thin. And I have learned to trust that. Really, really trust that the veil is thin and that the universe is conspiring in our favor, as you said earlier. The difficult lessons are there to fine-tune us, not to punish us. And so if we can the more we can get into the idea of being fine-tuned rather than punished, the faster we go through those things. It goes zhoop, and then we're back to alignment. Zhoop, and those hard slogs through the things we don't want to do are much shorter.
Beautiful. That is beautiful wisdom. Thank you for sharing that. And in terms of what the world needs, and I think you just really hit on a number of things that the world could use more of, but if you had to pick one to end to depart the audience with, what would you guide them on or give them, share a little wisdom?
One of the biggest concepts that I started to understand was the idea of oneness. And I thought it was kind of an interesting concept, like that we all are one. I was like, how? We're so different. And then I realized, oh, we can only love others to the extent that we love ourselves. We can only have compassion for others to the extent that we have it for ourselves. And so if we're limiting somebody else's ability through judgment or through deciding that they can't do something, it's because we're limiting ourselves in the same way. It's just a reflection in a mirror. And so what we are doing is coming back into our own compassion for ourselves. And we fill our own cup. And then we serve from the overflow of that full cup, not from a half full cup, but from a full cup. So we're always full and we serve from the overflow. And that comes from compassion for ourselves and love for ourselves, prioritizing our self-care. And so that's the starting place, no matter the conversation, is how are we treating ourselves, period.
And you know, you have filled our cup today. So thank you for being here. Thank you so much, Leanne. I can't wait to stay in touch and see, actually read your magazine. So please, I'll make sure for all of you out there, I share Leanne's information in the show notes. Please check out her writing. It's beautiful. So is her podcast. And have a fabulous day. And Leanne, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you all for joining us in this journey today. We are so grateful that you're here. And if you would like to connect to one of the guests, I always share their information in the show notes on my website, which is jolenelenz.com. That's JOLINELENZ. And don't forget to also subscribe to the podcast. I'd certainly appreciate that. And I'm wishing you all much joy and fulfillment in your path ahead. Cheers, everybody.